my ears on, so it was funny. The question was, and this isn't necessarily following up, the question was, this was from Mark Driscoll. You know Mark Driscoll. It made me think of you when you were talking prosperity.
Oh, yeah, Mark. Marky Mark.
You know Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Well, he's Mars Hill, right? Was.
Yes, he was. What do you think? Is the church for Christians? This is what Driscoll was asking. Church is for Christians, not for the world. Why are pastors so worried about the world feeling uncomfortable in the church when Christians have to feel uncomfortable everywhere we go in the world? And it was funny as we the family kicked that one back and forth.
Yeah,
it was funny as far as, you know.
Excuse me.
No problem. Understanding what the purpose of the world dynamic or the purpose of the church is. So that's what made me think of you when you were talking prosperity gospel, that kind of thing. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations. Well, should we talk about the purpose of the church?
Oh, well, that's
wow.
That's an option as well.
Or should we talk about how much I dislike Mark Driscoll?
Yeah, you can do that too. You have a disdain for him, huh?
Well, yeah, maybe. That feels like a strong word, but maybe.
Well,
just because, you know, yeah.
Just because, you know, and no, I don't
Well,
know.
You were going to say something else. Yeah. Well, there's that podcast. It was really good called something. I can't remember what it's called.
But it was really good. Go ahead.
I can't remember what. I'll Google it if you want to keep talking.
Well, I'm just curious to see what
it was basically a documentary on the whole fall apart.
Mars Hill.
Yeah, of Mars Hill.
Sure.
Mars Hill podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? It's called The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill.
Yeah.
Basically what I just said. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you just hear the fallout. You hear the damage caused, and you hear the kind of the pain of those around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that stood out to me the most from then and just still seeing the, you know, kind of the way he's operated since is that there was no recognition of his part in any of it.
Okay.
It was all finger pointing and
blame.
Yeah. And if, you know, if you really want to know, just listen to the podcast, but there's plenty of evidence to show you that it became all about him and his,
sure.
You know, he believed that Mars Hill was Mark's Hill, you know.
I gotcha. Yeah.
To die on.
Mark Driscoll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I just don't have respect for him the way he led it. Like, that's
sure.
That's not how you treat people that you lead. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. how I feel. So, you know, whenever I hear him speak, or, you know, I see him starting to pop up more in media again.
I gotcha.
And it kind of bums me out, to
really?
Be honest. Yeah.
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 Because you're...
Because Bible talks about grace to the humble, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what's it, to the proud. He gives... Man, I can't remember anything this morning,
it's
but you
okay.
know what I'm talking about.
God humbles the proud.
Humbles the proud, gives grace to the...
Those who are...
Humble.
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 Who walk in humility.
You can't talk either, I feel
who
better.
Walk in humility.